It's time for Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
Mayor of Auckland, Phil Goff. What an emotional and difficult week. Well, it's been so far.
Yeah. No,
you've done a great job, though, Phil. I've been noticing and not sucking up. I'm just saying that you've said some amazing things.
Oh, thank you for that. Yeah, it has been a really difficult week. It was nice to have that soothing music at the start of the program, actually. I was sitting there relaxing to it. The absolute tragedy for the victims, families and their communities in Christchurch is the first thing. But the shock and disbelief to all of us as Kiwis, you know, it's almost a loss of innocence, isn't it? We had this belief that we're a country in which ethnicity and faith does not cause significant conflict. This sort of thing, you know, wouldn't happen in New Zealand. It has no place in New Zealand, yet it did. And amongst the world's worst terrorist attacks in terms of, people shooting innocent individuals. And on Friday I had a sense of disbelief and grief and anger, actually. So I felt really angry that anybody that could be described as a human being was capable of an act of that nature. And then when I got through that, along with, I suppose, everybody else around the country, you know, your thoughts turn to, well, what out of any tragedy can you take that might be a positive for our country? And you know, what grew out of that, I guess, was a sense of determination not to let a twisted and awful individual like this killer to define our values as a people and a nation. And that means standing up against racism, you know, zero tolerance for racism. What that guy did was created in an atmosphere where, when you look on social media, you see there are people out there that daily demean, abuse and insult Muslim people. They can't tell the difference between Islamic State and people of the Muslim faith. And those awful people, the Canadians that wanted to come here last year to spread the same sort of propaganda, we've got to stand out against that, and we've got to stand for a society where we are multicultural, we are multi-faith, and we should respect every individual's right to their cultural identity, to their faith, and we should treat everybody equally and with respect. Now, if through all of the outpouring of sympathy and sorrow that has come out of this, we can create a better and a stronger New Zealand society, then at least we can say, those that died did not die in vain.
You mentioned that people, what's been said online and what's been said, the online presence is obviously terrifying because it's anonymous, and I guess that's what makes cowards feel empowered, you know, and it's the racism because you and I have talked about this before, you know, about Auckland and about how, you know, you're determined that Auckland not be an inclusive city for one and all, you know, and I think that would be the same. I can't think of any mayor in the country who wouldn't say that, you know. I said this the other day, and maybe I don't know if no one commented on it, but I mean, maybe everyone took it wrong. You know, there is a definite racial bias in the South Island, and anybody who's traveled, I've been lucky enough to travel down there many, many times, you know, and travel around the South Island, and there is a bias, you know, down there which needs to change. But what you're talking about is actually a thing that's pervasive throughout the whole wide world. And even though we all fight for the right to have an opinion, how do you have an opinion? And how do you say everyone's entitled to their opinion? But how do you say okay, well, this opinion is dangerous?
Well, I think, you know, we're duty bound. Too often, and you know, I'm probably guilty of this.
I guess I'm
myself.
Asking that as someone who's had a long tenure in national politics as well.
I think local. Too often, you know, when we see this rubbish on social media, and I see it from people that I know sometimes, which is even more distressing, you know, and they make light of it, you know, it's a joke at Muslim expense, etc. But we can't just be passive observers and say, that's okay. We've got to call people out, and that takes a bit of courage, and it means sometimes you come into conflict and can be members of your own family, but just to say, hey, that's not good enough. That is not fair. That is abusing these people and what they believe in. These people are decent people. They don't create problems in our country. They are good citizens. You know, I've worked for 30 years with the Muslim community, and, you know, not everybody's good. Not everybody in any group is good. But overwhelmingly, they are decent people trying to raise their families in the same way that we do, according to the same values, and doing the right thing. And we can't just be a bystander and say, yeah, they can be abused. I mean, I know a young woman. She's, God, I don't know, she's probably second or third generation New Zealander, but she wears a hijab. She wears a hijab. And she tells me that, you know, almost every day she gets abused by people for wearing that. You know, I grew up as a Roman Catholic in the 1960s in New Zealand, and all of our nuns dressed like that, and we didn't think there was anything different about that. That was a reflection of their faith. Let's examine. I think basically New Zealanders are good and decent people, but there is an underbelly there, and it's not just Christchurch. You'll find it in Auckland as well. The difference in Auckland, Mikey, is that we are so multicultural that it's very hard to go down the street and protest about it, because
you have to walk through a whole bunch of
this is the great big reality.
Melting pot that Auckland is. I guess it all comes down to this weird belief that some people have that they deserve to be on the planet more than anyone else.
that idea of racial supremacy.
It's supremacy. It's I'm a better person than that person.
And then finding something to hang that on. Hitler was preaching the purity of the Aryan race and the German people. You know, and I've heard some of the National Socialists in England say the same thing. Of course, no nation is pure. We're all mongrels, made up of a whole mixture of different groups over history. But that idea that somehow, you know, that I am better than you because of the colour of my skin, and this
that's bullshit.
This character that committed these killings is obviously an inadequate, horrible person. But somehow he thought, I can be adequate because I'm white, I'm better than them, and that's what racism is about. And he just carried through to the ultimate conclusion, what some of those people online are saying, some of the alt-right people are saying, if you're black, you're inferior, you don't have the same IQ, you're not worthy of the same things. That's all just nonsense, and there's no place for that in our modern society.
Some people are trying to build a place for it, though. There's an awful lot of dismissive right-wing, for want of a better term, populist chatter. I'm not saying racist. I'm not saying that's the blame. I'm saying there is makes a bit of space for it. But let's get back to the mayoralty sort of side of things, Phil. If you you've spoken to people gathered in Auckland, if you must have been, what I thought was amazing actually was the police response time in Christchurch, and how quickly they got that under control. You know, like it was 7 minutes till they turned up, considering the situation, was a short time, you know, and then the whole thing was over in 36 minutes, really amazing. And to watch how they're used to it down there, but, you know, we've obviously got decent things in place, you know, maybe because of the earthquakes or because of what's happened in other places, you know, we've been attentive to that and we've taken notes. And so for that sake alone, people's lives are saved, I'd imagine, you know?
Yeah. The first comments I heard, and they're the same comments I hear in any emergency, the police took so long to get here. And if you are lying under a pile of bodies and there's an active shooter in your place of worship, it will seem like an eternity. But actually, the police acted, and the ambulance, you know, you've just got to give huge credit to our frontline responders. We are so lucky to live in a first world country like New Zealand, where we can rely, when something goes wrong, we can rely on our police force, we can rely on our ambulance people, we can rely on those that work through the night at the hospital. You know, somebody said, one of the ambulance drivers said, you know, this is amazing, we were sending people off to hospital and I thought they will be dead within an hour, and of all of those injured, so far one person has passed, but the amazing work that they did to keep people alive and to give some hope of survival, you know, that's a positive out of it, and we should applaud those people and applaud the courage of the police in tackling the shooter and arresting him as quickly as he did. He would have gone on, and his plan and his manifesto was to go on and shoot people in.
He just did what he did so that people for the one thing in the whole of history that people would remember him for.
Yeah,
because no one's going to remember him for anything else.
Yeah, I got some strong views on that too, which I'll give you. My pennyworth on, you know, the best thing we could do with this character is reimpose name suppression, never show his face on television, not allow him to use the trial as a way to promote his twisted views, and when he is convicted, and I say when because there's no doubt that he is the person that has committed these crimes, let him know that he will rot in jail for the rest of his life in a totally anonymous environment and deprive him of the fame and the celebrity that motivated him to take the actions that he did. If we make it like Breivik in Norway, there's that guy still lording from prison that, look at the great thing that I did. Let the guy, I was going to use an expletive, but I'm...
Use the word coward, if you like.
He is a coward. Doesn't take any courage to kill a three-year-old child or unarmed people at prayer or people that are already wounded on the ground. He is a gutless person. And, you know, let him know that he just rots in prison forever with the anonymity that is the opposite of what he craved. That would be the best way of dealing with this man. And
do you know what I find really interesting, Phil? Is that there's a lot of people with the same sentiment as you, but that the comments that I've heard and spoken to people about from the Muslim community are far less brutal than that. I can see why that's your opinion, there's actually a wee bit of sympathy for someone who's obviously so deluded and so desperate for attention and you know, to go to that extent of, you know, the thing he thinks that's a cool thing to do, that's ridiculous. And the Muslim community have come out, like, you know, if he wanted to make them look bad, he's done completely the opposite. It's proven that they're a beautiful community who appreciate living here. I'm by the sound of it a lot more than some of the people who crap on about migration and immigrants stealing their jobs and that. What I wanted to ask you is, though, you've obviously there's a huge amount of attention on the Muslim community. Are you feeling because, hey, let's not forget that people who think that white people are better, because I don't like to use that S word that people have been using with them. That's a whole bunch of other minorities around the country that I guess have sort of been, and rightfully, I guess, you know, we haven't heard about them in the news, but are you getting some sort of any pressure from them or having discussions with them about the way they're feeling about, you know, a scare like this, a warm scare?
Absolutely, and it isn't just the Muslim community, but it is first and foremost the Muslim community that is feeling vulnerable and insecure. And that's particularly for the women and for those that, you know, dress expressing their cultural identity, because they're an easy target. And, of course, then there's people in the Sikh community, and the ignorance of some of the prejudiced people out in the community is if you're wearing a turban, you must be Muslim. Totally different.
I think you have to be careful that I think, because sometimes it is just ignorance.
But they get abuse. I've talked to people in the Sikh community who said we're abused because people think that we're Muslim because we dress like this. But look, I've talked to some of our staff members here at council, and heard some pretty heart-rending stories actually about how their kids have reacted and how vulnerable their kids feel and how their kids feel. Why do people hate us? You know, we don't hate them. A tiny minority of people are responsible for some of the abuse and behaviour that we most of us reject, but they certainly need support. And, you know, just somebody, you know, sitting behind their desk, and maybe it's because the rest of the group, you know, just don't know what to say. It's like when somebody's lost a close relation, but, you know, please go up and express your sympathy and your support and your belief that, you know, we are a country where everybody deserves respect and everybody has the right to their faith and to their cultural identity. Just making that gesture to people is really reassuring to them.
If you can't make it to a vigil, or you can't make a donation, or you can contribute by just someone you would not normally have a conversation with. Say hi to, less dismissive of, or maybe not put up with when someone in your group of friends makes a flippant comment. Maybe call
them out on it, and
because that's the way we can all change this from wherever we are in the country, and it costs nothing, and it can only be better for everybody, and we obviously, you know, can have more of a chance of this not happening again, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I really do feel proud about our country and our city as a whole because, you know, in previous roles as foreign minister and other things, you go around the world
and you
see the product of racial hatred and religious hatred, and you know, it's not just the third world. You only have to look at a situation like Ireland for many years, and that destroys societies. And it was great, you know, to go away from New Zealand saying, actually, you know, by and large, we do have a tolerant society. By and large, we do have a decent society. Our kids marry each other. So my grandchildren will grow up with mixed ethnicity, and will we love them any less for that? Of course we won't. You know, that's the sort of society we can become, a society where we say diversity enriches us. You know, you and I can go along to the Lenten Festival, to Diwali, we can go along to Matariki and Polyfest and say, isn't it fantastic that all of these cultures come together? We can go downtown and we can eat in 50 different ethnic restaurants and say, isn't it great that we celebrate our differences, that we respect each other for our differences, but we are all New Zealanders and we are treated fairly? You know, that's the sort of society and the sort of city and the country that we can be proud of. And you know, out of this awful tragedy, that's what we want to strengthen. That's what we want to make better, so that, you know, our country is a beacon internationally when other people are still ripping themselves apart over irrelevant differences in religion or ethnic grouping.
Hey, well said, by the way. And I was wondering about, we saw some amazing, like what about the Basin Reserve Vigil? Oh, yeah.
Well,
is there something planned for Auckland? I know it's harder to sort of do the admin on, but is it time for Auckland to show its support for Christchurch?
We're doing a whole lot of different things. I, for example, went out to the Muslim school in Mangere yesterday.
Yeah. I'm talking about one big whopping thing.
Yeah. There is a plan, I think, to have a national civic event probably next week, because the bodies will not be finally buried until Friday. But if there is a national event, we'll certainly be part of that. In the meantime, for example, I'm going to Mangere tonight to meet with people from the Otahuhu Mosque and a whole range of people across Mangere who are gathering in a silent vigil to remember those who have passed and to commit themselves to not allowing something like this to happen again. So, you know, all of this week there will be events even the rugby league on Saturday, people were asked to stand. And, you know, you go to a rugby league crowd, there were 21,000 people there, absolute silence and absolute respect. And, you know, I just thought that was a way that New Zealanders could come together and say, absolutely unacceptable to any section of our society.
Yeah.
It is unacceptable that this should happen. Right. And, you know, that does make you feel good as an Aucklander and as a New Zealander.
Hey, like I said, Phil, you said some really lovely things in the last couple of days, and congratulations for that, and well done. Condolence books have been set up for several community centres, which are open at 4 o'clock today at Te Aratu Peninsula, Newlyn, Alan Melville, in the centre of town there.
And at the Old Town Hall. I launched the condolence book yesterday,
cool.
So people are welcome to call in, first floor of the Town Hall, and just sign in as a sign of respect and sorrow and sympathy towards those who have suffered and died.
Also, at Wesley, Onehunga and Te Puke Otara Community Centre.
Yeah, right across the community. So, you know, it's a little thing to do, but, you know, sometimes when you do that, you feel that, you know, you've made a statement, and it helps us through, you know, the period of, you know, really it's a period of mourning that all of us still feel, you know, several days after the event. My God, you know, wake up in the morning, I had this awful nightmare that this happened. Unfortunately, it did happen. And, you know, it's an event that all of us through the rest of our lives will always remember as just, as the Prime Minister said, a black day in the history of our nation.
Thanks very much, Phil.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Thanks, Mike.
See you next week.
Talk to you, mate. Cheers.
That was Sounding Off with Phil Goff.